Prepare your eyes. Viewmaster with Sam Sinnott on 95BFM.
I'm prepared. How are you?
I'm really good, eh? It's a Friday.
It's a Friday. It is. I'm actually feeling very ready for the weekend. There's some cool gigs.
Too.
Cool gigs coming up. Lots of good stuff happening. But also lots of good TV to sit down and watch.
Oh my God, yeah. I mean, if anyone's got a spare 3 hours, which you all should have, it's a Friday. I really recommend this new show that I've just watched. I binged all of it on Wednesday night. It's called We Are Lady Parts, and it's on Neon. And this is so up BFM's alley. Like, yes. I watched it, I was like, I have to, this is BFM.
This is BFM.
So a little background. This is a show created by Nida Manzoor, who wrote all the original music and also directed it. And basically it's a show about a punk band in modern day UK made up of 5 Muslim girls.
Awesome.
That sounds amazing.
And it's just amazing. And basically it's all about the intersection of traditional faith versus modern day faith and how different people expect it, express it, and how different things are viewed as haram or halal. And it's just so fun because obviously I don't know very much about the faith, but there are these played out tropes that we see in TV all the time.
Totally, yeah. Usually written by people that also don't know much.
Exactly.
About the culture or the faith, yeah.
But decide that they're going to write whatever they want. And this show is obviously a love letter to modern day faith and how you can express it and how you can still be a really good Muslim but have complex and diverging identities, which is really, really cool.
That's awesome.
I watched it, and it's obviously the show's a comedy, so it's fun, upbeat. It's very fast paced. The main character, basically, her name is Amina, and she really wants to get married and have a husband and do the traditional thing. And the first scene of the show is her and her two parents on either side of her, who are terribly liberal. Like,
yeah.
In her mind, they are haram. They are the worst parents of the world because they are so liberal and don't really follow the faith anymore. And she's trying to match with a husband who's sitting opposite her with his parents and talking about like an arranged marriage type situation. And that's what she wants. And she's really into it. But then she falls into a punk band.
Love it.
Where everyone in the punk band has different levels of faith or approaches their faith in different ways. So, you know, there's a woman who's a band manager who works in a lingerie store who wears a niqab the whole time, which is just the eyes showing. And she makes you feel powerful and mysterious.
So cool.
And it's just like, there's just so many nuggets like that. You're just like, wow, I love seeing this. And, you know, culture clash, especially these days in the UK, is such a relevant topic. And it's just so nice to see treated with such love and with such respect and just like give me something I've never seen on TV before.
Totally. And I have watched the trailer for this and I thought, I've got to watch this. This looks awesome. And I'm really glad that you enjoyed it. It lived up to the hype, I guess.
It was unreal. It's got that thing that Fleabag first had where it was just like, I haven't seen anything else on TV before.
Absolutely.
That is, I mean, it's kind of like of the moment to say that any cool young female narrative on TV is like Phoebe Waller-Bridge or it's like Michaela Cole, but
yeah,
they are pioneering a new kind of movement at the moment. So there is, I guess, like a reason for those reference points.
And they're all BBC shows that started from like a short episode to start off with that was just like a testing ground,
yeah,
and people loved it or hated it or both and they got to make it anyway.
Awesome.
And basically the show just follows the band trying to get on their feet, but also Amina's character, she really struggles with stage fright, doesn't perform on stage. She also knows that performing and playing punk music is haram and may stop her from getting a husband. So there's that whole fight within her. But then there's also one character who is queer and Muslim, and there's another character that is she doesn't wear any type of headdress or traditional dress, but she still prays 5 times a day. And you see like the subtle moments of them praying together right after bashing out a song called Voldemort Under My Headscarf. And it's just so much fun. And the music scenes, like the scenes where they play the songs in full, are just like the gripping moment. And also, I haven't really explained how the show is kind of filmed. It's really theatrical.
I've been enjoying hearing it about it, nonetheless.
Like they set up the scenes. I saw someone compare it to Quentin Tarantino, but basically there are very many like fantastical scenes where it kind of like takes you into Amina's head and you kind of see it from her perspective.
Cool.
And so there will be like, there was a moment she was talking to a guy in a cafe about you know, trying to find a husband, da 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 da. And the backdrop just like splits away and it becomes like a game show. And
cool.
It's
okay.
All about whether she's worthy of being loved or not. And it's just like, there's just so much fun within the show, but such like a great message.
And the music sounds good. I've heard people being like, this is actually like, you know, sometimes the thing that can let down a TV show about music is then the music being bad. But I've heard a lot of people online being like, the songs in this are cool. I would listen to these in my spare time, you know?
They do a rendition of Dolly Parton's 9 to 5.
Oh my God.
In a blokey white pub to blokey white punters as five Muslim girls singing
in a punk band doing punk Dolly Parton.
And it's just
amazing.
Just brilliant. Just so brilliant. And like every time Amina goes on stage and tries to play guitar and not get stage fright, you're just like, you're like, I know what's going on, you can do it. And it's one of those shows where you like punch the air when something goes right. You're like, yes. It's just like, it's such a heartwarming show. And the actress that plays Amina, she is amazing. I believe her name is Anjana Vasan. And she just has this like wide-eyed terror, but also just like is so captivating. And there's also one scene that I really love where they do spoken word poetry to try to get over her stage fright. And I won't spoil anything, but so good.
So good.
So good. There's just so much within this literally 3 hours of show that you'll just be so happy about.
Yay. Okay, I think I need a bit of this in my life right now. This sounds like an excellent watch. Where can you go and see it?
It's on Neon, which is great.
Love Neon. All the best shows are on Neon.
There are some good ones on there, eh?
Hit us up, Neon.
Anybody, this is not sponsored content. We are going to remind everyone of the name of that one there.
It's called We Are Lady Parts.
We Are Lady Parts.
Which is obviously a riff off Pussy Riot.
Yeah, yeah. And just to swerve into some different territory here, have you seen the trailer for the third season of Succession? Literally 5 people have texted in about it.
I have not, but I saw it on someone's Instagram story. I didn't start season 2. Succession is just not really my bag at the moment.
Sam is not the Succession person. I watched the Succession trailer though, and I was very excited.
But if you want to hear about Succession from us, scroll back through the archives. There's a review on there underneath Viewmaster. We have all of our shows online.
Tag it, share it, put it in a bag.
Different strokes for different folks out there. Lady Parts sounds like one I'm very keen on. Thank you very much, Sam. Have a lovely weekend.
No worries. Catch you later.
Viewmaster, only on 95BFM.